My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We got to do the thing. So Pony tweeted out yesterday, sources, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and the contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. And then later in the day, Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette tweets, the Steelers have no verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk and are not in the process of hammering out final details per sources. And any potential deal would not involve the Steelers giving up a player. Now, Pony has made himself an easy target before, which leads to him being an easy target now. I think common sense leads us all to believe that eventually Brandon Ayuk will be wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform.
Uh-huh.
Here is what I will say about the Dulac refuting of the Pony report.
Uh-huh.
A, maybe it's just time for everyone to hold their horses on all this and just take a breath and just let it go and see where it winds up. But the people who are killing Pony solely in Jerry Dulac's mentions, I do want to remind them that Dulac is the guy that asked Omar Khan about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson at the NFL Combine and was laughing the entire time he asked the questions because he didn't think it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
One guy thought the Steelers would get both, and that was you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting across right now from a man who should be trusted on these things. You also said off the air yesterday that you could see a 3-team deal in the works to get Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
What was reported last night? That there could be a 3-team deal in the works to get Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh. So I'm sitting across from a guy in the know. And it's not like Dulac hasn't broken news. It's not like Pony hasn't broken news. But another thing Dulac did this offseason was say Russell Wilson's not coming here because he won't be Kenny Pickett's backup. This guy got a ton of stuff wrong this offseason. It's not been a great offseason for Dulac either. Just saying. So if you want to go, oh, Pony's wrong because of Dulac, you could say Pony might be wrong or is wrong. I just don't want you to say Pony's wrong because of Dulac because my man's had a checkered offseason. That's all I'm saying.
All I know is this, is that whether it's Dulac, whether it's Pony, and, you know, everybody thinks that they have sources or people that have legit sources and not direct sources, but pretty close to the vest sources of situations, and especially in the NFL. Now, I'm not going against anybody right now. All I know is this. This is a very, very, I would use the word tender situation and difficult situation. There's a lot of things that have to go through for this to happen. I do believe that it will happen at the end of the day, but it's going to take some time. It's not as easy as people think.
Yes.
If you have a source and in a situation like this, there's only 3 people, maybe 4 people, that know what's going on with the situation.
Definitively, yeah.
That is Art, that is Omar, that is Andy, and that's Mike Tomlin. The scouts don't know. The personnel guys don't know. There's only four people in that organization that absolutely know what's going on. They are not meeting with scouts. They are not meeting with anybody else talking about this situation. So unless either side that we're talking about has one of those four as their source telling them what's going on, I would hold my horses on who I am listening to or who is saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest right now. There's not many people that know what's going on, and it's probably just Omar and Art.
I think that there's a way that in being wrong, Pony can be right. And I agree with what you're saying. Like, it's tight circle. Now, there are strategic leaks. There are league sources that are sniffing around it. But in terms of in the no, there's only a few.
Right.
And you named them. I do think, and I used the words common sense yesterday, I do think that a deal may well be in place and that T's do need to be crossed and I's need to be dotted.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there's room for that to take a fair amount of time. If it is a potential three-team trade where picks are going back and the Niners are going to use a pick to go out and get a wide receiver, that's a whole nother end of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Ayuk wants to come here, and you're negotiating the contract with Ayuk. You might have agreements in principle, but you might need to figure out bonus structure. You're going to need to think about incentives. When you talk about I's and T's and all that, it's very complicated.
Very complicated.
And that means, while done in principle, it's not done, and then so things can change. Things can absolutely change.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you've got it all figured out, there's always the possibility that there's a sticking point too. And the 49ers can always change their mind.
Exactly.
The Steelers can always change their mind. So when I say that I'm annoyed by what's going on in social media, I'm actually not talking about Dulac. I'm actually not talking about Pony. I'm talking about mostly these aggregator sites.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you go to the For You tab, it used to be nudity. I miss my nudity.
Right.
I miss the disgusting, negative, both sides political takes.
Right.
More than some dog avatar telling me that Brandon Ayuk's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
How many people have tweeted the stupid meme where there's a guy in the airport? I'm so tired of airport meme. I've seen Brandon Ayuk in the Pittsburgh airport. I'm so tired of it. I'm sick of it.
You see what that guy Chris Carter did?
Yes.
Yes, he did. He Photoshop him into practice.
Practice with his luggage.
We'll talk more about this coming up at 7 o'clock. I think you and I are in total agreement on he's gonna be a Steeler.
He is, and I mean you almost nailed it. We'll talk more, like you said, but I think that there's might be another component to be added to this whenever it's all said and done.
Let's go! I want another component. Because again, I'm sitting across from a guy who of anybody in the country. And thusly the world, because it's a North American sport, who's been right about Steelers offseason stuff the whole way. You are the only person that said, oh, it's not Russ or Fields. Could absolutely be both.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only guy who said that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more into this coming up at 7 o'clock. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Do you think Pony is like... Do you think he can even sleep?
Probably not.
Oh my God.
No, he's checking his phone, hoping that he's going to be right.
I had like the last four games of the Steelers schedule when the whole schedule release thing was happening, and I was nervous about that being 100% right. I can only imagine. Cold sweats.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.